We're doing the Chafetz Chaim Ahavat Chesed. We'll dedicate our learning tonight to Liora Bat Adam. V'ra alayim ma'aseh mod ma'ashenu agin ezeh socherin shelokeh echad mehem itam schorah ba'akafah v'nishar chayav ezeru b'lei chesef la'schorah shelakach. And I think it's terrible, says the Chafetz Chaim, when you have a merchant that takes some merchandise and there's some money that he still owes on that merchandise, v'nishtah shiluach ha'mot, and he detains paying the money he owes. So then it's accepted among the merchants that he writes that he's going to pay because he delayed in paying, that he's going to pay a fine, so to speak. And the Chafetz Chaim says that's completely prohibited. Even though he is amenable to that, once the deal was closed for this amount, so really what are you paying for? You're paying for the loan. That's called interest. He says that's like any other money you owe, any money that's on loan. And if you're paying money in order to hold on to that money to get that loan, that's called interest, says the Chafetz Chaim. So it is completely prohibited. So now we finish that footnote, so to speak, that comment. He says, and you should know that the idea of being careful not to take interest also can affect person's capacity to come back when God resurrects the dead in the future, what we call Tchiyat HaMetim. Kmo shamu chazal, as the Medrash says, al yedei Chezkel HaNavi, b'shah shechiya HaMetim, ra'ash kulam amdu al raglehim, ve'echad nishka'ar mushkav be'afar. When the prophet Yechezkel, he brought back the dead, that famous prophecy of the dry bones, and he asked God, will they live? And God says, sure, call the wind, call the flesh, call everything together, and the bones stand up and they live. So we have a midrash that says that Yechezkel saw one person that didn't get up. V'tamal zeh. So he asked God, why isn't he coming back? V'eshiv lo Hashem itbarach, and Hashem blessed be, he answered him, Ha'ishahu banishach natan v'tarbit lakach v'chai, lo yichyeh. That man, he gave with interest. He took interest on his loans. You want him to live? He's not going to live. Vehu mida b'mida, and that's the way Hashem deals with people, an eye for an eye, so to speak. Hashem pays back in accordance with our actions. Da'loktiv b'Torah, because when the Torah tells us the commandment to give loans without interest, the way the Torah words it is, ki amuchachicha umata yado imach v'chazakta bo. When your brother is falling, so you should, he extends his hand to you, you should strengthen him. Ger v'toshav v'chayimach, it could be a ger. He's a new convert, so he's not well established financially. He could be a person who's come to live in the land, and you got to help him out. V'chai imach, so he could live with you. Al tikach mito neshach v'tarbit. The Torah says, do not take from him any interest. V'yaretem elokecha, have fear from your God. V'chai achicha imach, and make it feasible for your brother to live with you. So the Torah refers to giving loans without interest as the idea of letting your brother live. And this person did not want to let his brother live. So he said, no, you want a loan, you're going to have to pay interest. So that's the idea that the Medrash says, that a person who takes interest doesn't come back to life as well.